Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, I just want you to know that you are beautiful inside and out, and you are loved. As they say, when God made you, when he got done making you, he broke the mold. There is nobody exactly like you. He put gifts and talents in you that nobody else can do. So as you're going out every day, get glad about how you look, how you feel, how you were made. Don't let people get you down. You're beautiful. You're handsome. You are all that and a bag of chips. So if we look at the word of God, in Genesis 1 and 26, it says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So he made you in his image. That is powerful. That means that you are a duplicate of God. And God is beautiful, and God is love, and God loves you. You know what the word says. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. He sent Jesus. That's love right there. And Jesus loved you because he died on the cross. All right, so let's get back to beauty. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God crafted you, and he did not make any mistakes. In Psalms 139 and 14, it says, "I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." In Ecclesiastes 3:11, "He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end." There again, you are made beautiful. Now, in Ephesians 2:10, it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to inspire you and let you know that you are beautiful inside and out. You do good things in the earth. You look good. You look the part. God didn't make any mistakes when he molded and framed you before the foundations of the world. So get out there and have the swag. Have the God kind of swag. All right. I just hope this blesses you. I hope that you all have a great and blessed day, a great weekend, because it's Friday today. And I love you all. Be blessed. Hey, if you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read his word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org.